Blog Talk Radio.
Towards you. And of all that you've done and all that you're going to do, I can't thank you enough for your goodness and your mercy and for all of what you've done in my life. But above all else, tap that place.
I'll bring you out, but you gotta come on.
helps me to do what I am the most here. That's why I'm safe. I feel so safe. That's why I'm safe.
Can I say thanks for the things that you have done for me? Being so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. The voice said of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee. To God to be a witness. thy great faithfulness, to thy mercy and thy love. To great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Every time I wake up in the morning, a brand new mercy I see. And all that I ever needed, your great big old hand has already provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness.
Patient.
Yes, I'll continue praising you. Oh, while I wait until I hear from you. Help me, Jesus, for you to see me through. Oh, hide in your word and know it's true. Oh, Lord, I need you. Oh, I'll wait until I hear from you. Somebody made me to wait for God to tell you what to do.
This means
war.
This means but you can't have my praise. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. So this means war.
Come into this house, gathered in his name, to worship him. We
Come on, say it.
We have come.
Yes.
Gathered to worship Christ, our Lord. Oh, word. Thank you, Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Say it one more time. We've come into this house.
We have come.
Glory. Gathered in his name to worship him. Is that why you've come this morning? Come on, say it.
We have come.
Come on, say it. Come on, say it like you mean it.
We have come.
Come on.
Gathered all to worship Christ, our Lord. Oh, word. Oh, yeah, Christ.
Come on.
So forget about yourself this morning. So forget.
Concentrate on him. And worship him. Then from his spirit. So forget about yourself this morning.
So forget.
Concentrate on him. And worship him. Bless your name, God. So forget about yourself. Come on.
So forget.
Concentrate on him. And worship and worship and worship and worship. Hallelujah. Oh, worship him. Christ, come on, Christ. Hallelujah. Let us lift up holy hands.
Let
magnify his name and worship him. Let us lift up holy hands this morning. Hallelujah. Come on, worship him. Christ, hallelujah. Our Lord, hallelujah.
Come on, say, somebody say, worship him, hallelujah.
Christ. Anybody know he's worthy to be praised? He's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the honor. Come on, worship him this morning. Worship. Christ our Lord. From the rising of the sun unto the setting of the same, his name is worthy to be praised. Come on and worship him. Oh, clap your hands in this place. Clap your hands, oh ye people. Shout out to God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you. Okay, here we go. Oh, you're the king and you're invited. You're the king and you're invited. You're the king and you're invited too. Okay. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. We bring you greetings from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda of Bradford, amen, and it is my pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom on the Lord's day, hallelujah, and every day is a day that the Lord God, he has made. Therefore, we come rejoicing and glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, and our God's name is greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Our God is not dead. Amen. He is alive. Amen. Hallelujah. He is alive. Hallelujah. He is alive. Amen and amen. We come to encourage you today through the word of God. Amen. Why? Because the power is found in the word. The truth is found in God's word. Amen. The mind of God is found in God's word. Everything we need is found in God's word. Jesus is the answer. Amen. He is the answer. We have people that's looking here and there for the answer, but we come to tell you where the answer is. Amen. And where the answer is to be found. Jesus is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. Amen. And no man comes to the Father, amen, except by him. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you this morning about encouraging you, amen, to rethink your future. Amen. Some people don't even think about their future. They just, you know, live life day by day by day by day. You know, wake up in the morning, whatever will be, whatever, you know, the day brings. Amen. They don't think about the future. They don't think about tomorrow. They don't think about 3 years from now, 3 days from now, 20 years from now. You know, we don't think, not just the young people, or old people, older people too. Amen. Just don't, it's amazing how many people don't think about their future. Amen. We want to encourage you today, amen, to begin thinking about your future if you're not thinking about your future. And for those of you who have enough foresight to think about your future, we want to maybe rethink your future. Amen. And so this is what we want to talk to you today about. Amen. In the book of Exodus, chapter number 14, we will see Moses, amen, was in the wilderness with the children of Israel. God had already performed one of the greatest miracles on planet Earth with the deliverance from the Israelites from the hands of the Egyptians under the king Pharaoh. Amen. And God had sent Moses to Pharaoh on 10 different occasions with the 10 plagues, and none of them seemed to work until, amen, the last straw was thrown down. That last plague. Amen. That got Pharaoh's attention. The death of the firstborn. Death has a way of getting people's attention. It causes people to stop and think a little bit. And this is what happened to Pharaoh. And so this was their escape out. Glory be to God. But God did not, amen, take them directly out of bondage, but and in to the promised land. There was a journey, and it was just a short journey. There was a lot of them traveling. It was just 10 days journey, amen, from here to there. Just 10 days journey. Glory be to God. And what happened in the interim, amen, is they started to be weary. They started to get impatient. Glory be to God. They was acting as if they was confused over who God was, what God was doing, what God had done, and Pharaoh got hint of it. Pharaoh got hint of it. He said, these people here in the wilderness, they are confused, and it's our time to come back, amen, strike back, and show them who's boss. So, glory be to God. So Pharaoh, amen, he said, look, he really didn't want to let the people go anyhow because they were his slaves. So, I mean, they was cleaning his house, you know, cleaning his toilet, cooking his food, washing his clothes, you know, they were his slaves. So he really did not want to let go of that type of luxury. You know, he wanted, you know, to live on the back of others. Some people really don't care, and he was one of them. And so he said, but this is our opportunity. And so when we read in the 14th chapter of Exodus, we see where he came in. He mounted his horses. He got his men together, and he said, come on, let's go get them. And as he was approaching, in verse number 10, it tells us, as Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. My God, my God, my God, hallelujah, marching, hallelujah. Marching after them, and they were terrified and cried out to the Lord. And then they said to Moses, oh, Moses had a, I'm telling you, people didn't give Moses any mercy. They didn't give Moses any slack. I tell you, let pray for your leaders, beloved. Pray for your leaders. I'm talking about the real leaders. See, and we know that everybody is not called to be a leader, although you are a leader in your own right, but there are certain duties, certain responsibilities. I'm telling you, if the anointing of God is not there, you're going to crush under the weight. But Moses didn't crush. Why? Because God was holding him up. God was helping him to stand. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so they put the weight on Moses. And we see in verse number 11, and they said, was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you have brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? See, what you Moses? They was complaining while they was in Egypt. Here they complaining while they're out of Egypt. And we know that that's the mentality of some people. They just complaining. They gonna complain if they have it, or if they don't have it. They gonna complain. Glory be to God. If you give them all you got, they still gonna complain. See? And if you don't give them anything, they gonna complain. They just, and it's that mentality, it's that mindset. So, see, it's that poverty mindset, it's that beggar mindset, it's that complaining mindset. See? Glory be to God. And this is why it's important for us to be changed in our minds, that our minds be renewed by the Spirit of God. See, hallelujah. Not conformed, but transformed by the renewing of our minds, taking off the old, putting on the new. Why? Until Christ be formed in you. See, we have to be changed in our mindset. If any man be any man, any woman, any person be in Christ, is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You have to change. You have to go through that state of metamorphosis. See, glory be to God. There's a saying, amen, and you can, amen, take the people. See, God had taken the people out of Egypt, But Egypt was still in the people. Yeah. You could take the person out of the ghetto, but the ghetto is still in the person. You see what I'm saying? This is what was going on here. Amen. And so they put the weight on Brother Moses. Yeah, and so he says, so what have you done? What have you done? You, Moses, you the one. See, people like to pass the blame. People like to pass the buck. We see this even from the beginning in the Garden of Eden. In the Garden of Eden, you got Adam, you had Eve, and I'm telling you, they were living the life. They were living the life, huh? But here come old Satan. Now here come old Satan, and he deceived Eve, but he was able, amen, to challenge her, to change her perception. And she did change her perception. And when you change your perception, you begin to see things differently. And she didn't see anymore as God wanted her to see. She was already like God. She was already like God. But he came in with the great lie. And so what? And so when they was caught, and God approached Adam, because God gave Adam the commandment. See, if Adam hadn't eaten of the fruit, everything would have been okay. But Adam, she gave it to her husband. Her husband partake. And so what did they do when they was caught? Now, Adam, where art thou? You know, what are you doing, Adam? What did Adam do? Adam, amen, passed the blame to his wife. See, the woman you gave me. Okay, what did Eve do? Eve passed the blame to the snake. Thus we have the blame game. And even from the beginning, beloved, people have been passing the blame, passing the buck, putting the pressure. Who's going to carry the weight? Who's going to carry the weight? And so we see this being played out here, okay? And so they are approaching Moses. What have you done bringing us out in Egypt? We could have stayed in Egypt. At least we was eating good. You know, we was living good. We had a place to sleep. We had a bed to sleep in. We had a roof over our head. Moses, huh? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians? We told you to stop sweating us, Moses. We okay. See, everybody's not ready for promotion. See, everybody's not ready to be elevated. You can't elevate someone who is not ready to be elevated. You can't put someone in a position who's not, amen, mentally ready, physically ready, spiritually ready. Oh, that's the worst mistake that a person can make. We see it happening in the White House. Huh? You put a man in office, amen, who's not ready, you know what I mean, mentally ready. Huh? We see it happen in business. See? We see it happen in our churches, in government. You're trying to put somebody in a position and they're not ready. They don't want to go. They don't want to go. They have settled in mediocrity. They have settled in their comfort zone. See, and they don't want more. Now, it's not to say they're not good people. It's not to say they're not good people, but they're not ready, see. Hallelujah. They weren't ready. Hallelujah. That's why God, amen, has preparing us. Amen. We are in training for reigning. See, you wonder what the waiting period is about. Why God is waiting for this, waiting for that. He's waiting for you to get ready. It wasn't that God wasn't ready. God knew that you wasn't ready. See, you got to be ready for it. See, and they weren't ready here. Glory be to God. And so they tried to put the pressure on Brother Moses, see? And it says that it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness. My God, my God, my God. It would have been better for us, amen, to die on welfare. See? It would have been better for us to serve the government. It would have been better for us to live as slaves, see, than to take a chance at the abundant life, than to take a chance, amen, of what it means to be the head and not the tail, a lender and not the borrower, to be above and not beneath. It would have been better. What happened? Fear set in. Oh, let me tell you something. That fear has torment. That fear has torment. The Bible speaks about fear, and it tells us very, very plain and distinctly that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. Glory be to God. Why? Because fear has torment. But perfect love, what? Casts out all fear. Hallelujah. And to God be all the praise, and to God be all the glory, and to God be all the honor. So Moses didn't run. Well, Moses didn't run from his, amen, responsibility. Sometimes when the pressure is on, beloved, amen, we want to run. We want to duck. We want to dodge. No, but Moses, amen, was a real man of God. Amen. He had faith. Hallelujah. And he stood up to the people. He didn't send his assistant. Glory be to God. He showed up himself. And he tried to encourage the people of God, because the leaders are encouragers. They are encouragers. And Moses encouraged him. He said, do not be afraid. He said, don't be afraid. Why? Because God is not giving us a spirit of fear. He said, stand firm. Take your stand. After you've done all the stand, keep on standing. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance that the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. He said, hush your mouth. Be silent. Sometimes, beloved, we just got to be silent. There's a time to speak. There's a time not to speak. Glory be to God. But we read in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 3, there's different seasons under the heavens. Well, a time to do this, a time to do that, a time to cry, a time to weep, a time to give, a time to receive, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to speak, a time not to speak. Moses says, hush the noise. Shut up. Shut up. Why? Because there's power in your mouth. And the devil is capitalizing on your words, on your negative words. He's feeding your fear. And your fear will cancel out your faith. See, but Moses was saying, have faith. Don't be afraid, have faith, because your faith will cancel out your fear. See, now you have to choose, because you can't have fear and faith at the same time. It's like oil and water. You know, it just don't mix. Glory be to God. So you got to choose which one, amen, you're going to be in. Glory be to God. Then the Lord, now the Lord steps in. So you got the people of Israel talking. Then you got Moses responding. And the Lord said, okay, everybody done said something. Now let me speak. Huh? And here the Lord speaks to Moses. And because what did Moses do? Moses did what every other good leader, every good parent would do. We start to crying out. See, you know what I mean? We allow the pressure of other people to get on us, and if we care about them, we're concerned about them, yeah, they have little faith, this, that, but we're truly concerned. So he was an intercessor, see? And so he started interceding for the people, crying out, Lord, Lord, what we going to do? What we going to do? See, and he knew God was going to show off, because God had already showed off. He just didn't know how he was going to do it. See, we never know how God's going to do it. Now, God ain't going to tell you all that. See, because if God told you all that step by step how he was going to do it, you wouldn't need faith. If God was going to tell you how he was going to do, bring you from here to there, and how he was going to fulfill the promises in your life, you wouldn't need faith. See? So God don't give you all the details. Amen. He just told you to take the first step. Amen. You don't need to see the whole staircase. Amen. As Martin Luther King said, just take the first step. See? And what the first step will lead to the second step, to the third step, and then you, amen, get to the end of, until the end of step. You got to keep on stepping. You got to walk this thing out. See? And so him, now the Lord spoke to Moses and said, why are you crying out to me? He said, tell the Israelites to move on. Go. Keep going. Yeah, but it don't look good. Keep going. We can't see our way. Keep going. Yeah, but it's dark. Keep going. We don't have no money. Keep going. But I'm a little sick in my body. Keep going. It's a little hot outside. Keep going. It's a little cold outside. Keep going. Keep going. Well, amen. He said, tell them, amen, to move on, keep going. He said, raise your your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the waters so that the Israelites can go through the sea on dry ground. I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they will go in after them, and I will gain glory through Pharaoh and all his army, through his chariots and his horsemen. The Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I gain glory through Pharaoh, his chariots. Glory be to God. The Lord said, stop the mumbling and stop the grumbling. Stop it. Why? Because you don't realize, number one, you're in sin. Huh? Because there's power in the words of your mouth. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. You can have the things that you say. Glory be to God. There's power in the words. You don't want to sin with your mouth. You can't be mumbling and complaining and praising God. James tells us bitter water and sweet water can't come out of your mouth at the same time. Well, now you mumbling and complaining, then you're going to turn around and try to give God some praise with the same tongue. No, you need to make a decision in your heart and in your mind what it's going to be. You know your tongue is connected, amen, to your heart. So here they are mumbling and complaining, glory be to God, because they had a lack of faith. Where is your faith in God? Where is your faith in God? See, God wants us, amen, we all have a measure of faith. Amen. And as we exercise that faith, because faith without works is dead, we give pleasure to God because he, amen, is a reward of them who diligently seek him, because without faith it is impossible to please God. Glory to God. And then God will move us from faith to faith, and God will move us from glory to glory. See? And here they are mumbling, complaining because they were inconvenienced. There was discomfort. See? We're inconvenienced. You know, you don't want to do it this way. You're waiting on God, but you don't want to wait this way. You want to do it that way. See? But you want to do it in comfort. You want to, you know, do it with the, you know, you want the air conditioner blowing. You want it cold in the house. You know what I mean? You want all your bills paid. Amen. You want the fancy house, the fancy car. Amen. You want all the designer clothes. Amen. Come on now. You don't mind waiting, but you don't want to be inconvenienced. Don't inconvenience me while I'm waiting. See? Too many people up over here. Don't inconvenience me while I'm waiting. This is what was going on here. Glory be to God. But beloved, amen, God said it's time for me to teach you a lesson, a tough lesson. Why? Because we are training for reigning. God is molding us. He is maturing us. He is shaping us, amen, into the people, amen, that he would have us to be until Christ be formed in us. See, our light affliction working for us, amen, a far more exceeding weight of glory. See, so, yes, sometimes we do go through, amen, some things. Sometimes we have to walk through the fire, but he promised us we'll not be burned. Sometimes we have to go through the water, but he promised us that the water will not overtake us. Sometimes he promised, well, sometimes we have to go down into the lion's den, amen. But say, when he delivered Daniel, he'll deliver you. See, there are some inconveniences. Amen. There's a light burden in serving God. He said, my yoke is easy, but my burden is light. There is a light burden. See, anyone tells you, amen, come on and serve God and all, amen, your troubles will be over. Well, amen, that's true and it's false. It's true that your burdens are over, amen, because the good news is you got God on your side. And he will never leave you nor forsake you, even to the end of the world. And if God be for you, who could be against you? So that part is true. All right? The other part of that is, amen, it's got to be something for him to deliver you from. See? Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Glory be to God. And so here the people became hostile. And you know when you get some folks, they get hostile. First they take it out on Moses, now they taking it out on one another. Huh? Rolling their eyes and tripping folks, you know, and getting loud mouth. And you know how we get when we get hostile. Huh? So Moses encouraged him. He said, look, take your eyes off one another. Take your eyes off me, the leader, and
faith, put your eyes on God. Come on, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will look up to the hills when we're coming by help. Our help comes from the Lord. So, hallelujah. Glory be to God. We want to thank God, amen, for Moses' positive attitude. Moses never doubted. Amen. He was fully persuaded. Amen. He was like our brother Abraham when God called Abraham out, amen, to a land that he did not know. The Bible tells us that Moses was fully persuaded, that Abraham was fully persuaded that God was able. Well, guess what? Moses was the same thing. Moses was fully persuaded. He said, if God did this, God could do that. He had already saw the 10 plagues. Amen. He said, if God could do this, God could do that. He is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Beloved, amen, let me ask you a question. Do you know God's history? Has God ever done anything for you? Well, guess what? He's the same God he was back then. He's the same God today and tomorrow. See, if you know God's history, you know that God is able. You can be fully persuaded. God don't take you halfway and leave you. See, God don't play mind games with you. He's not a deadbeat father. He's not a stepfather. He's not a grandfather. He is our father. Amen. He completes the work that he begins because it's already finished when it starts. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first, and the last. God is God. Amen? He is exceedingly, abundantly above all we could ever ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it looked like they was trapped. It looked like, you know what I mean, their back was against the wall. And we look, we understand, beloved. And sometimes you feel like you're trapped. You just got noticed, amen, that you got laid off from your job. It looked like you're trapped because you don't know how you're going to pay your rent. Don't know how you're going to pay the mortgage. Don't know how the bills going to get paid. Come on now. Don't know how you're going to eat. Even if you qualify for a little food stamps, amen, you know, the money they give you sure ain't enough to keep you going in the style of living that you've been accustomed to. You don't know what you're going to do. Huh? You got a notice from the doctor, amen. The doctor said, don't look good. It don't look good. Stage 3, stage 4, huh? And you're trapped, you know. You don't know. All right, you want to live to see your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, but now it look like you're about to die. Sometimes you're in situations, women, where you're just in the middle. I say you're in the hallway of life. It's as if, amen, God has closed the door, amen, in one room, and now you're out in the hallway, and God has not opened the door to the next room. And you just stand there and say, which way to go? And I'm here wondering, which way to go? Huh? Anybody ever been there? If you sure you've been there, when you're in a situation where you don't know what to do, when you don't know what to do. Hallelujah, when you're between a rock and a hard place, and you feel trapped. You feel like, well, I can't go forward, I can't go back, I can't move to the left, what to do? Huh? And so the Lord, knowing because God cares for us, he is concerned about all of our needs, believe it or not, huh? And he told Moses, be still. Be still, because this day, you're going to see the salvation of the Lord. God is going to work it out. God is going to move in your favor. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is going to work it out. And this is what he told Moses. Moses received it. He heard it. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. He believed it. He received it. He communicated it to the Israelites. Glory be to God. And he was encouraging them not to give up. Don't be weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. Well, how you going to reap if you faint? You faint. We don't know if you're living or dead. Resuscitate them. Glory be to God. They live. How you going to reap if you faint? Huh? Glory be to God. Quitters never win and winners never quit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Huh? So he told them to be still. Now, look what else God told Moses. As I wind down today, God told Moses to stop praying and get to moving. But, Lord, sometimes we use prayer for an excuse. Come on. You're going to do this thing. You're going to take the new job. You're going to, step out of ministry. You're going to start that business. You're going to move out of that small room into the house. You're going to move into the big house. You're going to go over here. Amen. Where the Lord is calling you. Glory be to God. God is calling you over here. Amen. To do something new. Amen. Glory be. And then you hear, I'm going to pray about it. I'm just going to pray one more prayer. I'm going to pray about it. And you've been praying. And you know what? You use a prayer for an excuse. Because the truth of the matter is you're scared. You don't have enough faith to move forward. You don't have enough faith. Glory be to God. You're looking at your credit report. You're looking at your money. You're looking at your education. You're looking at your skin color. You're looking at your vocabulary. You're looking at this. You're looking at that. You're comparing yourself to other people and what they did and what they're doing and how they're living. And you know what? You're scared. You're scared. God was calling the Israelites to step into their future. He said, you've been here too long. He says, it's time to get up and go. Glory be to God. You've been here too long. The door is open. Glory be to God. What, you going to wait till the door closes in your face again? Glory be to God. And sit back and wish you had it? The door is wide open. He said, don't be concerned about the enemies at the door. Glory be to God. Jesus said, I am the door. And the door is wide open. He said, come on forth. Glory be to God. Step into your future. He said, I'm taking you somewhere. But you got to come. I'm not going to come and jerk you. I'm not going to come and push you. You got to be willing to come. Take a step of faith. Take a risk. Know that God is with you. God is for you. God is in you. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. He said, come on. Stop fearing your future. See, we have fear, and it's so dangerous. Not only do you have, we talk about the fear of failure. What's going to happen if I don't make it? What's going to happen if I start it and I fail? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? And we have a plan for failure. We have a part B, a plan C, and a plan D. All right, if it don't work, we're going to do this. All right? So, but then, not only is there the fear of failure that keeps so many people living beneath their privilege, missing their destiny, missing their calling, and the greatness that God has already deposited in them from the time they was born. Not only are they missing, amen, the opportunity, amen, to expand their capacity to receive, to expand their capacity to lead, but we have the fear, amen, of the future. Oh, yeah. Not only fear of, we have fear of success. Not only fear of failure, we have fear of success. And if we tell the truth, beloved, we're afraid that we might make it. What if I do make it? Then everybody going to hate me. What if I do make it? And they going to come and try to kidnap my babies. What if I do make it? The Bible tells us that the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. Baby, if your blessings come from God, you ain't got to do nothing. Because God going to do it, because God already did it. What God was telling Moses, glory be to God, he said, stop praying and, amen, start moving. He said, it's time to take action. Stop making excuses, because you already know what to do. You already know what to do, beloved. Sometimes we know what to do, but we pray for more guidance as an excuse to postpone doing what we know to do. You already know. God already told you a couple weeks, couple months ago to take a move in that direction. He already told you go and put your application in. He already told you go and make the phone call. He already told you to go and do the walkthrough. He already told you to pack your bag. He already told you what to do. You already but I just gonna pray one more prayer. No, 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 you in fear. You in fear, and therefore you're not in faith. See, and then God don't respond to fear. He don't respond to fear-based prayers. He don't respond to fear. He responds to faith. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, if we know what we should do, then it's time to get moving. I want to say this to you. Beloved, do you want to be here where you are right now, or do you want to be there? That's the question for today. Do you want to be here in limitations? Even though you might have a little bit going, there's so much more. The sky is not the limit. The Bible says God is exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ask or think. If even if you here on level 10, God wants to take you to level 100. You might be comfortable on level 15. God's trying to take you to level 500. Do you want to be here where you are now, or do you want to be there? There's a place called there. When Elijah was at the brook and the ravens was coming in, amen, to feed Elijah. Huh? Y'all know the story. They were feeding him day and night. Glory. And the Bible tells us that the brook dried up. Now, did God run out of food? No. Did God run out of ravens? No. What? What did God tell Elijah? He said, I want you to get up and go to Zarephath. Because when you get to Zarephath, there's a widow woman there who is going to sustain you. What was God telling Moses? I don't bless them anywhere. I bless them somewhere. Beloved, do you want to stay here, or do you want to go there where the blessing is, where the abundance is, where the two lean gates are open, where the crooked path are made straight? Come on now, where kings and queens will be your nursing mothers and fathers. Do you want to go here, or do you want to go there? It's up to you. But you got to be willing to step into your future. You got to be willing to get up and go. Now, check this out. It was only a 10-day journey. It was only going to be a 10-day journey to get there from here to there. But out of 10 days, from 10 days, you got to be kidding. That's all. But no, amen, they made it, amen, or a life experience for some of them. They died in the ghetto. They died in the wilderness. They died without. They died without the dream. They died. They refused to hold on to the promise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That is your faith. That is your ammunition to get up and go. Amen. You got the promise of God that I'm with you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Even to the end of the world, you got the promise of God. That says my word. My promises are yes and amen. Glory be to you. Got the promise of God. He said he'll honor his word above his name. You got the promise of God that you're going to be all right. Your enemies may come in one way, but they go flee seven ways. You got the promise of God. Hallelujah. That he will supply every need according to your riches and glory. You got the promise of God. That new mercies he will get to you every morning. You got the promise of God. That no weapon formed against you will prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment, you shall condemn. You got the promise of God. That you will live and not die. And declare the words of the Lord. You got the promise of God. That if you ask for it, he's going to give it to you. Asking, ye shall receive. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open. You got the promise of God. That's enough. That's all you need to get on up and get moving. Get moving. How you going to do this, brother? I got the promise of God. And a promise is a promise. Gotta honor his word above his name. I got the promise of God that he's going to be with me. Hallelujah. I'm not afraid of my future. I'm going to step into it because that's where the blessing and glory. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk. I got a promise. And I'm swinging my briefcase. I got the promise in my heart. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I'm stepping into my future. Hallelujah. I'm going to walk this thing out. I'll go walk this thing out. Lord, help me to make 100. Because 99 and a half won't do. Glory, I got a promise from God. Hallelujah, that's all I need. The children of Israel had a promise. Because God's word is his promise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And God did exactly what he said he was going to do. Oh, beloved, amen, when you make up your mind to work with God, God will work with you. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Not one word of God's promises has ever failed. It cannot fail. It will not fail. God, hallelujah. Not one word, not one word. His word will never return unto him void. But his word will always accomplish everything. Absolutely everything, hallelujah, that he has sent it forth to do. Hallelujah, to God be all the praise, and to God be all the glory, and to God be all the honor. My question today, beloved, hallelujah, are you ready to step into your future? Some of you are in seasons that expired long time ago. That's why you're so bored. That's why you're so empty. That's why you're so frustrated. That's why you're so angry. Your season was up a long time ago. God was calling you to Zarathus. God was calling you to a new place. God was calling you to do something different. Don't be afraid. I'm going to help you. I'm already there. God is not saying, I'm going to meet you there. He said, I'm already there because he's the Alpha and the Omega. Some of you are in jobs. Them jobs is old. You should have left that job a long time ago. You should have left that situation a long time ago. You should have left that relationship a long time ago. Some of you are ministries and churches. You should have left there a long time ago. Trying to hold on. Trying to please. You can't please people. We are called to love people and serve people. But we are called to please God. Because God knows you can't please people. And you try to make people happy. And God is not happy. And you ain't happy either. Because you refuse to step into your future. That's where the blessing is. That's the will of God for your life. Beloved, will you take your steps? How do I get started, Pastor? Just start stepping. Just tell the Lord yes. Just tell the Lord yes. I'll go. I'll go. I'll go. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. As I close, let me see if I can share, hallelujah, the lyrics, hallelujah, of this song. Amen. Hallelujah. Ah, oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Let me see. I can't think of, I'll go, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have to go on memory right now. Hallelujah, I'll go, I'll go, I'll go, I'll go, I'll go. You called my name, hallelujah, and I kept on running. Hallelujah, 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 but I'll go. Jermaine Dolly, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me see if I can share this lyrics with you, beloved, amen, hallelujah, because some of you, hallelujah, glory be to God, need to tell the Lord yesterday. We need to tell the Lord yes. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, hallelujah. Give me 1 second here, hallelujah. I want to, amen, share these lyrics with you if I can find it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, glory be to God. But, and he said, you called my name, and I kept on running. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I didn't want to, hallelujah, say yes, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But now I stop to say I'll go. Why? Because you're calling me, hallelujah, into my future. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're calling me into my future. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, will you tell the Lord yes? Hallelujah. You're not happy in situations. Why? Because you've been disobedient. I mean, you're still, amen, on a kindergarten level, amen, when God is trying to promote you, amen, trying to take you to college in the spirit. Glory be to God, he's trying to elevate you, he's trying to promote you. Promotion, amen, comes from the Lord, beloved. Hallelujah. And this is what the Lord wants to do. Hallelujah. But the Lord is not going to make you do it. Hallelujah. He's not going to make you do it. You have to make up your mind, amen, that you want to do it. You want to do it. Hallelujah. That you tell the Lord yes. And they finally said yes. The Israelites said yes. Hallelujah. They said yes. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let me see. Hallelujah. It bothers me when I'm looking for something and can't find it. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Okay, give me one more second, and I'm finished here. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, glory be to God. Okay, give me one second. Yeah, I found it. Okay, here it is. Amen. Hallelujah. Winners never quit. Quitters never win. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here we go. Amen. Help. Give me one second. Here it is. Okay. You called my name, and I kept on running. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. Hallelujah. You called my name, and I kept on running. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm reading it as it's coming up on the screen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, 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 thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You called my name, and I kept on running. You called my name, and I kept on running. I would hide when I heard you coming. Didn't want to fit you in my time. For life without you, I would be fine. So because I didn't listen, you broke me down to get my attention. Now I see there was no other way. So I stand right here with these words to say, I'll go. Lord, I'll go. Will somebody tell the Lord yes? If you lead me, Lord, I'm sure to follow. Just say so. Lord, I will go. Will somebody tell the Lord yes? The road ahead may be long, dark, and narrow, but one thing I know, Lord, I will go. Will somebody tell the Lord yes? There comes some times when I feel I'm not worthy to do the will that you have wanted. Because this flesh that I am in, it is so dirty and so full of sin. Oh, my God, Jesus. You told me not to let up, to look ahead with my head up. So I continue with all my might. Because I walk by faith and not by sight. Lord, I will go. If you lead me, Lord, I'm sure to follow. Just say so. Lord, I will go. The road ahead may be long, dark, and narrow. But one thing I know, Lord, I will go. In the direction you decided to place me, yea, and I know I'll be rewarded at the end of the road. So I will go. If you lead me, Lord, I'm sure to follow. Just say so, oh Lord, and I'll go. Will somebody tell the Lord yes? You're trying to hide. The place you're in is too small. Your capacity is too small. The bubble you're in is too small. God is trying to break you loose like a plant trying to grow up from the roots out of dry ground. God is trying to burst you through to take you to heights unparalleled. Places that will blow your mind. It's going to blow your friend's mind, your family's mind. God wants to take you there. But you got to be willing to tell the Lord yes. Step into your future. Step into your future. God is waiting. If you're scared, hallelujah, just grab hold of his promise. That's all you need. Just grab hold of that rhema word. Just grab hold of that promise. Hallelujah, and keep walking. And keep walking. Walk it out. Walk it out. God is taking you somewhere. The question is, do you want to go? That's the question. It's up to you. It's not up to God. When you get to heaven, you're going to find out. You're going to find out there was so much more. There was so much more. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. You're going to find out there was so much more. So much more. O ye of little faith, you saw yourself as a grasshopper. You had that grasshopper mentality. But God didn't call you a grasshopper. No, God didn't call you a grasshopper. God called you great and exceeding, fearfully and wonderfully made. You listened to other people. They didn't want nothing in life and was afraid that you might get something. So they tried to hammer you down. Guard your ear gates, saints. Be careful who's speaking into your ears. Guard your eye gates. Guard all your gates. See, you believe in a lie. You got to know who you are. You got to know who you are and who God made you. God wants to take you somewhere. Well, I am encouraging you today to rethink your future and be willing to step. Don't worry about how the end goes, Lord. Just start taking one little baby step at a time. When you take one, how do babies walk? They take one step. After they take the one step, they take the next step. They take the one step, they take the next step. And when they keep stepping, the closer they get, the clearer they see. God will never fail you. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Father God, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Father God, we say thank you for challenging us. Challenging us, Father God. We confess our sins. We confess, Father God. We are long overdue. Father God, our spot, Father God, is about to be taken by somebody else. Somebody else is about to move up in the house. Somebody else is about to get the spouse that should have been out. Somebody else is going to be spending our money. Somebody else is about to get that blessing, Father God, that was meant for us because we didn't show up. But Father God, we ask that you would forgive us. And we say this day, Father God, we ask that you would deliver us from this spirit of fear that's causing us to make all type of excuses for not moving forward into our destiny. Forgive us, Father. And Father God, thank you for helping us. Thank you for putting the right people in our lives, Father God, that's going to encourage us to take those steps and for us to walk this thing out as we step into our future. Oh, Father God. Father God, there's a scripture that says, hallelujah, when the manifestation came forth, the people thought they was dreaming. Father God, our future is so beautiful, Father God, we're going to think we was dreaming. And Father God, we're talking about a future right here on planet Earth in the midst of turmoil. We're living in the worst of times, but the best of times, because you never changed your mind. And you knew what was going to go down before it went down. You knew about the evil, you knew about the good. You never withdrew your blessings and your purpose. So, and we say thank you for reconnecting us. We say yes. We agree with Jermaine Dolly. We agree with the word. We say yes. You say hallelujah. This is a set time and season. Hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We say yes. Yes, Father. We don't understand it all. We don't see it all, but it don't make a difference. As long as this is what you want us to do, we say yes. We will step into our future. And we thank you for meeting us there, because you're stepping with us. In Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We bless you today, Brother Lord. Thank God for the word of God on today. Hallelujah. To God be all the praise, glory, and honor. If you have never received Jesus Christ in your heart as Lord and Savior, that's your first step. That's your next step. We ask that you would rethink your step. See, some of you may feel like, hey, you're doing pretty good, your bills paid, all right, no COVID, not survived it, family, everything looking pretty good, pretty reasonable, but if you don't have Jesus, you don't have nothing. Because what does it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? If you don't have Jesus, you don't have anything. Hallelujah, because only what we do for Christ is going to last. We invite you to rethink your future and your eternal future, and give Christ your life today. Just repeat after me. I'm going to lead you into a short sinner's prayer. Amen. Just repeat after me. Father, I come to you in faith. I confess my sins before you. I ask that you would forgive me for all my sins. I ask that you would save my soul as I invite Jesus Christ to be my Lord and to be my Savior, to live in my heart, to rule and take dominion, and show me the way. Now I thank you. Thank you for sparing my life to get to this moment of acceptance into your kingdom. And to you be praise, to you be glory, and to you be honor. Hey, hey. Hey, 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 hey. Welcome to the family of God. We've been waiting on you. We've been waiting on you where you've been. The angels are rejoicing, and so are we. That is the first step. It's not the last step. It's the first step. Hallelujah. A woman doesn't give birth to a child. We need a baby on the doorsteps. You have been born into the kingdom. All right. So now you need leadership such as this. A ministry and other such ministries, the fivefold ministry, where you can be groomed and mature in the body of Christ. Let us hear from you. Visit us at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus. Send us your testimony. Send us your praise report. We want to hear from you. We want to pray with you. Glory be to God. Anyone else out there, amen, and you're struggling, amen, glory be to God, to step into your future, amen, send us out an email. Write to us, P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. We will pray with you, and we will pray for you. Amen and amen. While you're there at the website, amen, glory be to God, those of you that I'm speaking to around the globe, amen, of the Lord, amen, is touching your heart, amen, speak to him, amen, and sow a generous donation into the soil of God's word. Sow into the word, amen, hallelujah. It's the only thing that's guaranteed. If you're looking for a guaranteed return, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, guaranteed. Now, we know a lot of people are excited, you know, about this Powerball. It's almost $1 billion. Glory be to God. And then when one person wins, amen, the people fall into depression. Some people have been known to commit suicide. They made all these plans what they was going to do with the money, and somebody else got the money. Then they even start hating the people, huh? But if you want a guaranteed return, huh, you sow into God's word. He don't leave nobody out. Amen. 34, 64, 104. Everybody's a winner. Everybody's a winner. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The lottery says, amen, you got to play to win, but guess what? In God's kingdom, you got to sow. Amen. To reap. Amen. So we bless be the name of the Lord. A Cash App. Amen. We have a Cash App. We have LifeWordJesus.org. Amen. And we also have Dr. Alfreda B. Amen. $ Dr. Dr. Alfreda. Amen. B. B for baby. All right. That is it. We want to also please come back. We have a 5 a.m. service where we meet on social media for the morning prayer. Come on back, start your day out in prayer. We 6 o'clock every morning on blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. We are there with a spiritual breakfast with champions. You can come and get a word for the day. Come and listen in on your internet or call in. Glory be to God. We're there 7 days a week, 6 days, Monday through Saturdays at 6, and then Sundays at noon. We have an altar prayer where you can call in, and the prayer warriors will pray with you, pray for you. We have Bible study on Wednesdays. Amen. We have our TV streaming, glory be to God, on Internet TV under the ICN Network banner. Oh, we have so much going on in this ministry. Amen. If you're looking for a ministry, amen, on the move. And glory be to God, we will, amen, we are media now. We're going to continue to be media, but we're also going to be moving in a building, amen. So we're going to have it going on, amen. You can come live, amen, and physically be with us, or you can stay live like this, amen, and here you're spiritually with us, amen. So there's no time and distance in the Lord's spirit. So anyway, amen, you want to move, anyway you want to grow with the Lord, amen, you can find us. We are movers and shakers in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. And we bless the Lord. Again, I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Reach out to me. Let me know, amen, that you saw us or wherever. Some of you may be on Facebook right now. Some of you may be on YouTube. Maybe you're on Twitter, LinkedIn. Some of you may be on blog radio, conference call. Some of you may be on the TV channel. We don't know. We don't make no difference here. Amen. There is no mistakes in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. Reach out to us. Let us hear from you. Amen. If you want us to come and minister at your church, amen, talk to, amen, your people. And look, everything is open. Everything is open. Glory be to God. We're in Pennsylvania, but look, we'll go wherever the Lord gives us permission to go. Amen. So reach out to us. Amen. And we want to hear from you. All right. God bless, God bless, God bless. Amen. Everybody have an awesome day, a lovely day, a glorious day. Hallelujah. Whatever you do, amen, keep Jesus on your mind. Amen. Hallelujah. Keep Jesus on your mind. Father, we thank you for this service. We thank you for this service today. Father, we thank you for this service every day. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. That Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a lovely day. Come on back tomorrow morning. We'll be right there on Blog Radio. Amen, 6 o'clock. Come on and get your breakfast. Amen, and amen, and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you.
Standing on the promises.
God bless you.
Holding fast with all my might to his word, because if God said it, I believe it by my faith.
So I'm standing on the promises. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna give in. I'm not gonna turn around. I'm standing on the promises of God. I'm standing on the promises. Trust me.